Welcome to the Ripple Tank, the show where ideas in education collide, ripple out, and inspire change. Each week, we explore the latest developments shaping the world of learning, because education is the pulse of our collective future. This week, we delve into new and groundbreaking publications, examine fresh developments in the international baccalaureate community, and take a closer look at how national education systems are evolving in response to the demands of the modern world. Let's dive right in. Recent weeks have seen the release of several fascinating books and studies that bring fresh perspectives to the field of education. Michelle Hyken's Personalized Reading, Digital Strategies and Tools to Support All Learners, offers a thoughtful approach to engaging students in a rapidly digitizing world. Hyken argues that reading, a skill foundational to all learning, must be tailored to the needs of individual students, with practical strategies for using apps, e-readers, and online platforms. This book is a toolkit for educators seeking to inspire a love of reading in every student, regardless of their starting point. The book's release has coincided with new research showing how digital literacy tools can improve comprehension and engagement in students who struggle with traditional methods. By offering a bridge between traditional reading techniques and new technologies, Hyken's work resonates with teachers looking for innovative solutions in the classroom. Turning to higher education, Matt Goodwin's Bad Education: Why Universities Are Broken and How We Can Fix Them tackles systemic issues in British universities. The book challenges readers to consider the impacts of bureaucracy, declining academic freedom, and a growing disconnection between institutions and the needs of students. Goodwin makes the case for radical reforms, calling for a renewed focus on intellectual rigor and open debate in an era where universities are increasingly scrutinized for their role in shaping society. This work has sparked widespread discussion, especially as governments in Europe and North America grapple with how to fund and manage higher education without sacrificing quality or independence. For younger audiences and their families, Ms. Rachel, a celebrated early childhood educator, has released Potty Time with Bean. This playful and supportive book is aimed at helping parents navigate the often challenging milestone of potty training. Filled with relatable characters and practical tips, it serves as both a storybook for children and a resource for caregivers. The book's warm and encouraging tone reflects a growing trend in early childhood education to merge developmental psychology with accessible storytelling. It's a reminder that education begins long before formal schooling, with resources like these laying important foundations for children's growth. In the world of the International Baccalaureate, there's exciting news about their upcoming 2025 global conference. The chosen theme, Our Humanity, Connected, highlights the importance of maintaining human connections in an increasingly technological and complex world. This theme will be explored through a series of workshops and keynote presentations, focusing on the ways in which IB schools can foster empathy, collaboration, and a sense of global responsibility among students. As schools continue to navigate the opportunities and challenges presented by artificial intelligence, this theme serves as a reminder that the IB's mission remains centered on holistic education. Educators are being invited to share their experiences and strategies for integrating technology while preserving the core values of the IB learner profile, such as open-mindedness, caring, and principled action. Additionally, the IB has launched an innovative early access pilot program in Louisiana. This initiative allows schools to begin implementing IB courses ahead of full authorization, giving educators and administrators an opportunity to familiarize themselves with the curriculum framework and teaching methodologies before formally adopting the program. The pilot program has been met with enthusiasm from schools eager to bring the rigor and international perspective of the IB to their classrooms. By providing early exposure to IB principles and practices, the initiative not only supports smoother transitions for schools, but also highlights the IB's commitment to expanding access to its programs, even in regions where resources may be limited. Turning to national education systems, the United Kingdom has seen the announcement of a significant education bill proposed by the Labour Party. This legislation seeks to bring academies, publicly funded but independently run schools, under closer government regulation. The proposed bill would require all teachers in academies to be fully qualified, mandate adherence to the national curriculum, and align staff pay and working conditions with those in traditional public schools. Supporters of the bill argue that these changes will ensure greater consistency and equity across the education system, particularly for disadvantaged communities that rely heavily on academies. Critics, however, warn that the reforms could stifle the innovation and autonomy that have defined academies' success in certain areas. The debate around this legislation reflects broader tensions in education policy, as governments worldwide grapple with balancing oversight and independence in their schools. In Australia, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has announced a historic funding boost for public schools in Victoria and South Australia. These new agreements, totaling billions of dollars, aim to increase the federal government's share of public school funding. This move addresses persistent inequalities in education, particularly in underserved regions. The funding will support the hiring of additional teachers, the construction of new facilities, and the expansion of resources for students with special needs. Albanese has framed this investment as a cornerstone of his administration's broader social policy agenda, emphasizing that education is key to building a more equitable and prosperous Australia. This announcement has been welcomed by educators and parents alike, though some have raised questions about the sustainability of such funding increases in the long term. These stories remind us that education is a dynamic and evolving field, shaped by new ideas, bold initiatives, and the ongoing search for equity and excellence. From groundbreaking books to transformative policies, each of these developments has the potential to create ripples of change, both in the classroom and beyond. Thank you for joining us this week on The Ripple Tank. If you enjoyed today's episode, please share it with a fellow educator or friend. Together, we can keep the conversation about education alive and thriving. Until next time, keep learning, keep innovating, and keep making waves.